This shouldn't be a thing.
If you have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. Calvin found this one from the Associated Press. Charlotte Graham McClay with the byline. The headline reads, "A cat named Leonardo da Vinci doesn't want your affection. He wants to steal your underwear." Wellington, New Zealand, most cat owners dread their pets bringing home dead mice or birds. But for the owners of one cat in Auckland, New Zealand, there is a worse shame: being the accomplice to an unstoppable one-cat crime spree. His prolific laundry pinching from clotheslines and bedrooms in Auckland has turned 15-month-old Leah da Vinci into a local celebrity and earned him his new name, Leonardo da Vinci. He has expensive taste. He doesn't just steal any old underwear.
No, he steals great stuff. Great stuff.
He frequently steals silk boxer shorts, thick men's work socks, preferably with clothespins attached. And in one mortifying case, he stole a $300 New Zealand dollar cashmere sweater.
I feel like you're just asking for it to be stolen if you do that. Leo, he likes to steal the skivvies.
My daughter was at home sick, and she called me at work saying, "It's bad, Mom. It's bad. This is the worst thing he's brought in so far. It's really bad." Because it was a really beautiful sweater, and I was like, "Oh, can't we keep that?" "No, you can't keep it." She actually went to a neighborhood, like, what's the one where we rat on our neighbors all the time?
Next door. The next door.
She went to a next door in New Zealand to report all of Leo's stolen goods. Her message in the group chat was, "Are these your undies?"
If you're seeing this, you're in the neighborhood, check it out. I got the cat burglar here taking all the skivvies, taking all the sweaters.
Unclaimed items, the embarrassed owner took her search for victims wider this month. She put photos of all his stolen stuff on a local Facebook page, along with an apology and her address. People who showed up to claim their belongings included a woman who recognized her pink and purple undies and a boy whose beloved missing sports jersey was easily identifiable because his name was on the back. So, Leo da Vinci.
The cat burglar. Crikey.
Oh.
Absolutely. We've got a cat burglar here, taking undies, taking sweaters. Can't help it. He's cute.
Kind of gotta love this. She says, "All our neighbors think he's actually amazing. Some of them are quite put out that he hasn't actually stolen anything of theirs."
That's why I love New Zealand. If this was America, people would be losing their minds right now. They would be calling for justice. They'd be calling for something. But in New Zealand, they're like, "That's fine. Just take it. I've got more in the drawer."
And now they're like, "What's wrong with my underwear? You want my underwear?"
Yeah, excuse me. Buy these $7 for a pack of 12, all right? These are quality undies.
They're silk-like. That wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.